This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Governor Polis says unvaccinated people who plan to attend the All-Star Game in Denver this week should be cautious of COVID-19. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Polis says Mesa County is one of the national epicenters of the Delta variant. He says with so many people from around Colorado and the nation coming to Denver to attend the All-Star Baseball game, people who haven't been vaccinated should take precautions.
I would be concerned, if people choose to attend the game who haven't been vaccinated. It's outdoors, it's lower risk, but, you know, there's going to be a lot of people there.
Polis suggests wearing masks indoors or in crowded areas. Major League Baseball moved the game to Denver from Atlanta after Georgia passed controversial new voting restrictions. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Officials say four arrests made Friday night at a hotel close to Coors Field in Denver were not connected to any threats to the All-Star Game. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock said there is no active risk to the event, but people should stay vigilant and alert authorities to possible danger.
Please, if you see something, say something. We can all take responsibility for keeping everyone in our city safe, particularly during an event like the All-Star Game.
The four suspects, three men and a woman in their 40s, face gun and drug charges. Police say an employee at the hotel tipped them off after seeing firearms in their room. The rate of first-time Colorado college students returning to their school for a second year dropped last fall, more evidence of the impacts of the pandemic. That's about 65% of students. A national report shows that decline is even steeper than the decline nationally. MSU Denver surveyed a limited number of students who haven't decided whether they're coming back this fall. Spokesman Michael Wynn.
What we are seeing is that there are students that are interested in continuing at MSU Denver, though with those students, there's additional supports that they need.
Those were help selecting courses and more financial aid. Colleges hope in-person learning this fall will bring more students back. Right now in Denver, it's 63 degrees. In Vail, it's 50. You're listening to CPR News at 6:34.